This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Saturday, August 15, written by Thea Link. God's Dwelling Place, from Psalm 84. How lovely is your dwelling place, Lord Almighty! The writer of this psalm is eager to be in the temple of God, and we get the sense that, for some reason, it's out of reach. In ancient Israel, the temple was the place where the believer could be renewed in faith and reconnected with God. It was God's dwelling place among his people. This psalm reminds us of our need for a home with God. We all need holy places. We all need to be home with God. But God doesn't dwell in a temple building any longer. In John 2, verses 19 to 22, Jesus indicates that his own body is God's temple. In Jesus, of course, God came to be with us, to dwell among us. After Jesus ascended to heaven, the outpouring of the Holy Spirit on Jesus' followers turned us into God's temple also. Paul explains this in 1 Corinthians 3, verse 16, and chapter 6, verses 19 to 20. God dwells in us and among us. We are the temple of God. God's people are in the temple building business. On the solid rock of Jesus, we are building a home to which anyone can come to find God. That is our mission, to be the dwelling place of God. God's temple is found in the hearts and lives of his transformed people. So by his Spirit, we are never far from the presence of God. Will you pray with me? Lord, thank you for living in us and making your home with us. By your Spirit in us, help us to draw others to you, that they may become your dwelling place too. For Jesus' sake, amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Download our app to your mobile device or get it delivered to your email inbox each morning. Sign up at thisistoday.com.